What's up? Natalia here, and this is Hi Natalia, where we talk about building your business and your fortune in this new digital era. This episode was originally recorded as a YouTube video, which you can check out at youtube.com/Natalia Ray. Now let's get into it. In this video, I'm going to share with you the four most crucial skills that you have to focus on in order to prepare and thrive in the upcoming AI economy, according to some of the world's leading entrepreneurs and futurists. If you own a business, it's going to help you to withstand the storm that's not only coming, it's already here, and to come out on top. And if you're an employee in a company, this will help you to survive the AI job market and to get on top as one of the most in-demand professionals in your field. Let's begin. Hey, I'm Natalia from NataliaRay.com, and over the past 6 months, I have been obsessed with everything revolving around AI and this brand new world that's forming in front of our eyes as we speak. And doing my research, I actually stumbled upon an interview with one of the world's leading futurists, Peter Diamantes, that said something that actually blew my mind. According to Peter, because of AI and the entire technological evolutions that we're going through because of it, between the years of 2023 in 2026, humanity is going to go over 100 years of technological change in only 3 years. What does that mean? That means that the entirety of the change that you've seen between the years, let's say 1900s and 2000s, we're going to go over the exact amount of change in only 3 years. Now, first, let me start with the bad news. And the bad news is that most people are literally not prepared for this at all. They keep digging their head in the sand, thinking if they're just going to ignore everything that's happening, it's not going to affect them. But hey, that's not really how it works. And let's take a look at the data, shall we? In May 2023, IBM CEO Arvind Krishna announced that IBM will be pausing hiring for every single position that might be potentially replaced using artificial intelligence. Krishna said that IBM could see a replacement of approximately 30% of all non-customer frontal roles being replaced by AI in the next 5 years. And that's just in the next 5 years. That essentially means that approximately 10,000 jobs in IBM alone will be replaced by robots, by artificial intelligence. And the crazy thing is that IBM is just a small example. Google, Meta, aka Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, SAP, Salesforce, Stripe, Oracle, Chime, Brex, all of these companies are now firing employees, and with the rate in which AI is advancing, none of those jobs are ever expected to return. In fact, a recent study done in 2023 by the research company McKinsey found that by 2030, approximately 800 million jobs could potentially be lost due to artificial intelligence and automation. What this tells you is that the world is changing. You have to either adapt or be left behind. Okay, and now that the bad news is over, let's move on to the good news, shall we? The good news is that this change also brings tremendous opportunity for you like never before. You will be able to build companies, tools, apps, deliver services, sell courses to millions of people around the world as a one-person operation. Only you and AI and automation. And in fact, according to that Peter Diamandis, remember, one of the world's leading futurists, the next billion-dollar company will be founded by 3 people. And that's it. So after all of this, your next question should be, okay, great. How do I get started? What should I do to prepare for myself to thrive in the future economy? And that's what this video is all about. Lately, I've been participating in a mastermind led by one of the world's leading entrepreneurs. And in that mastermind, he actually shared the 4 most crucial skills that everybody should master in order to thrive in the future economy. I want to share these with you here today. The first 3 will be actionable things that you need to take action on immediately. The last one will be a mindset shift without which none of the other 3 will work. So wait for that one, it's important. So if you're ready to prepare and thrive in the future AI-led economy, let's begin. Here are the 4 most crucial skills that you need to focus on in order to prepare and thrive in the future AI-led economy. Skill number 1 to help you prepare and thrive in the AI economy is probably the least expected one. Because skill number 1 is you have to master communication and social media. And here's the reason why this is actually very, very logical. If you think about it, the hard skills that we all were taught yesterday are no longer relevant, right? It doesn't matter how much of a great designer you are, copywriter, coder, AI can do exactly what you do and even better, faster, and in just a fraction of the cost it will cost anyone to hire you, both as a business owner or as an employee. But in a world flooded with robots and coding and automation, the thing that gives us humans the ability to stand out and to gain an advantage is actually our humanness, right? Our ability to communicate, connect, and arouse emotion in each other. And that's where the skill of communication and social media steps in. In order to thrive in the AI economy, you have to become a master of connecting and arousing emotion in your fellow humans, or specifically in your target audience, whether it's gonna be your potential customers and clients or your potential future employees. Social media allows you to communicate at scale with as many people as you want without investing any extra time. And so the more popular AI becomes, the more automatic the world will become, the more humans will actually seek the company and the connection with others. Based on that connection, they will choose their friends, their employees, and of course, the people they will be buying from. So the question is, how do you practically start working on your communication skills and on your social media? The answer is, you don't have to become social media manager master, right? This is not about mastering the algorithms of LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram or any of that. Instead, it's about becoming a powerful and confident speaker, communicator, right? That's the skill that will essentially draw people into you. It will first help them discover you, then it will help them feel connected to you, and eventually it will get them to wanna buy from you or hire you, right? There's this old saying that essentially says that people buy from those who they know, like, and trust, and it couldn't be more true than today in the AI economy. Now, I'm gonna dive much deeper into exactly how to do that, because the entrepreneur that I was a part of the mastermind with actually shared exactly how to master communication, but I don't wanna make this video too long, so I'm gonna devote an entire video just for that. Make sure to subscribe to this channel just to be notified on exactly when that video will become available. Now, skill number two that you need to master in order to survive and thrive the AI economy is actually to master AI and no-code tools. Essentially, you have to master them before they master you. Now, the cool part is that once you stop being afraid of them, AI and automation and no-code tools can actually help you do, build, have, achieve anything, right? You can do pretty much anything. You don't need coding skills. You don't need engineering skills. You don't even need writing skills, right? The only thing that you need is your vision, your ideas, and then you will use those tools in order to bring all of these to life. Right? Now, there are, as you know, probably hundreds of different tools that are available on the market today, and every single month, dozens and dozens and dozens of new tools are being introduced. So the question will be, where do you start? And my answer is, you need to start mastering the three fundamental tools. The first one will be, obviously, ChatGPT, right? And ChatGPT is all about two things. Two things. The first thing is obviously about writing, right? This is obvious. If you want to write emails, sales presentations, sales letters, whatever it is, ChatGPT can help you do that. I have an entirely different video I planned out on exactly how to do that, so stay tuned for that. But the second thing that most people actually don't even realize about ChatGPT is that it's the world's best thinking partner, right? If you want to start thinking strategy, if you want to start bouncing ideas with a super, super smart, highly efficient intelligence that can help you achieve things that you never could have done on your own, or even speaking to the world's smartest person, that's what ChatGPT is for. So you have to start mastering it and understanding exactly all of the different ways in which it can help you reach your specific goals. The second tool that you have to master is Midjourney. Right? And Midjourney essentially replaces your need to create graphics, to shoot photos, to create content. It can do all of that for you in just a fraction of the price and a fraction of the time. So make sure to master Midjourney. And the third tool is actually the least known of them all. It's called Airtable. Airtable is kind of like an Excel or Google Sheets, only on steroids, right? And it helps you to organize, manage, and streamline your data using automation, right? Essentially, if you take a look at the back end of every single app, every single software that you can think of, you can actually structure the entire thing on an Airtable sheet, right? So by mastering this, you no longer have to deal with the nitty-gritty of your business. Everything will be automated. Everything will flow from one department to the other. Things will get done without you having to lift a finger. If you're interested in learning more about Airtable, I'm considering making a video out of this. I'm just not sure that the demand is there. So if you're interested to learn more, just hit me in the comment below and ask for a video about Airtable. And with that being said, let's move on to the third crucial skill that you have to master. So the third crucial skill that you have to master in order to survive and thrive the AI economy is networking. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you, right? I am both a serious introvert and I've also been running my business for a long time, an online business, where essentially it's just me, the laptop, and a few VAs, right? And over time, I don't wanna say disrespectful, but I just didn't realize the importance of networking. But then after I attended that masterclass, kind of like a penny dropped in my mind that I want to share with you. And that is that in a world that's flooded with so many people and opportunities and social media accounts and businesses and employees, who you know actually matters the most, right? And let me give you an example. When I first started, I actually grew my email list from 0 to 5,000 people in just one weekend, right? And you want to know how I did it? I actually networked. I picked up my phone and I actually called every single high-level individual in my market and I organized a huge summit. All of them said yes. And so through the summit, I actually built my very first email list and was able to launch my business and make my first $30,000 in one night just a few days after, right? That's the power of a network. Now, what you can do with it are multiple things. Let's say that you're struggling with a task that is just not within your zone of genius. You can actually find other people who actually love to do that thing and will be happy to help you. What if you are struggling to grow on social media and you can't afford ads? No problem. You can actually network with other influencers that are at the same level as you are, collab with each other, and so your social media will start growing much, much quicker. Or for example, let's say that you're stuck in your business and your business hasn't grown in a long time and you're not sure what to do. The best route to go about this is to just reach out to people who are a few steps ahead of you in their journey and just get their help and advice, right? So networking isn't a nice to have anymore. It's a must and you have to start investing in your network. Now, crucial skill number four in order to survive and thrive in the AI economy, like I mentioned, is the only one that's mindset related and not action related, and that is developing a growth-oriented mindset. And without that, none of the other three will work, ever. And here's where this comes from. So when I was at school, I was actually taught two things. The first thing is that it's bad to make mistakes, right? Because every single time you made a mistake at school, let's say that you spoke the wrong answer in class, everybody made fun of you. If you answered the wrong answer in your exam, that you got like a lower score, right? And your parents would be mad, or at least mine were. And the second thing that I was taught in school is that I needed to get good at one thing because I'm going to be working at it my entire life. Now, the direction in which this world is going clearly states and shows us that this is no longer true. It might have been true in a different time when schools were invented. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but schools were actually invented in order to create very, very disciplined employees and not successful entrepreneurs. And so in the world today, how fast you change, how fast you embrace things, how many mistakes you make in order to learn and improve will actually make all of the difference for you when it comes to your success. And let me give you an example. When I first launched my business, I did it through, as you know, the summit, and then I performed a webinar in order to sell a high ticket offer. Now, my first webinar actually bombed. And I made, by the way, approximately $2,500. And by the way, that was true for the other people in my group. I was in this like a coaching group. The difference is that what I did was that then I went back home and I reiterated my entire webinar. I looked at data and I saw which parts worked and which didn't, which parts resonate and which didn't. I analyzed my comments. I took a look at all of the testimonials that I got from after the training was done. And then I iterated accordingly. And then in my next webinar, I actually made $30,000. How cool is that? While the rest of my group actually just came to our host, the person who hosted our coaching group, and said, webinars don't work. And that's the difference. I had this growth mindset. I have no idea where I got it. Trust me. I think it probably was from the mentor of the group because he taught me how every experience was a learning experience and not a failure, how you have to learn it for every single thing that you do. And by that, I essentially gained one of the most important skills I ever did, which was to sell to other people in public, right? So that's the last crucial skill that you need growth-oriented mindset. Know that wherever you are, no matter how bad you are at something, no matter how bad your situation is right now, no matter if you're not really where you want to be, not in the country you want to live, you don't have the business that you want, you don't have the friends that you want, none of it matters, because you have to understand that all of it could be changed. You just need the growth mindset to show you that you can actually change and evolve and experiment. You will make mistakes, you will fail, but that's how you learn and get better over time, right? So with that being said, this is it. These are the four crucial skills in order to survive and thrive the AI economy. If you have any questions for me, hit me in the comments below. I'm gonna see you in the next episode. And until then, yalla bye.
Hey, before you go, if you like this podcast, you're going to love my free weekly newsletter, The Digital CEO. Every Saturday morning, you're going to get one useful strategy to help you start and grow a six-figure online lifestyle business that is going to pay you to live the life you really want. Sign up now for free at natalieray.com/newsletter.